So I would like to start with your trip to McDowell County yesterday. That was the first trip a presidential candidate has made to the county since John F. Kennedy 6 decades ago. And you visited a food bank, you spoke about poverty, and of course, McDowell County is one of the poorest counties in the nation. So what was your takeaway from that visit? Did you meet anyone whose story really stuck with you?
Well, first of all, I was deeply impressed by the courage and the decency of the people who showed up at the food bank. We must have had 250 or 300 people show up. These are people who are fighting against incredible odds. As you've indicated, McDowell County is one of the very poorest counties in the United States of America. Unemployment, very, very high. Drug addiction is a major problem directly related to a serious crime problem. That particular food bank is feeding thousands and thousands of people, and that's the only way that many of the people in the area get their food. And the reason, Ashton, that I went to McDowell County is not only to talk about poverty in West Virginia, but to talk about an issue that we don't talk about enough as a nation, and that is the fact that in the richest country in the history of the world, which is what we are today, 47 million Americans should not be living in poverty, and that we should not be having the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth. That's wrong. And if elected president, we are going to change our national priorities so that we don't give tax breaks to billionaires and ignore the problems of people in McDowell County or in Detroit, Michigan, or any place else.
Senator, you talk about income inequality a lot on the campaign trail, but you also talk a lot about climate change. And in the past, you've said you're against both using coal and fracking for natural gas to produce energy. And those are two major industries in West Virginia. So how do you come to a state like this and convince people to vote for you when your energy policies are opposite of what many people believe and the industries that a lot of people depend on?
Well, I think if you look at the climate change legislation that I have introduced, we put $41 billion into providing jobs and rebuilding communities that will be impacted by a transformation of our energy system. Look, Ashton, the debate is kind of over with regard to climate change. The scientific community is virtually unanimous. Climate change is real. It is already doing devastating harm to our planet and to our country, and it is caused by human activity. And I think the people of West Virginia and every other state in this country want to make sure that the planet we leave our children is healthy and habitable. But you know what? The cause of that problem is not the coal miner. It's not the people who are working in the fossil fuel industry. It's not their fault. And that's why we have put $41 billion into making sure that when people lose their jobs, or if they lose their jobs, they will be able to get the extended unemployment that they need, the job training they need, and why we are going to reinvest heavily into those communities. Look, in McDowell County, the decline of coal took place decades and decades ago, and yet nobody has done anything to rebuild that community. I intend to make sure the people in McDowell County and in other counties hit by a transformation of our energy system and other counties around this country who are not producing any energy. But we have too many poor counties in America, and we have got to invest in those counties and create decent paying jobs.
Senator, just one last question. You've now been to West Virginia on 2 separate occasions, held 4 rallies here, 4 events, I should say, here. When you compare that to previous presidential candidates, that's actually a lot of time for a state that has a few number of delegates, a few number of electoral votes. Why spend so much time in West Virginia?
Well, I love West Virginia. I really do. It's a state of tough people, people who are fighting back against very difficult odds today. And it is people who understand that establishment politics and establishment economics is just not working for the people of West Virginia, or in fact for the people of this country. And I do believe, and we've had some great rallies around the state, that the people of West Virginia want a government that represents all of us and not just wealthy campaign contributors or just the 1%. So there's going to be, as you know, a big primary on Tuesday. I hope that there is a large voter turnout. And if the turnout is high, I think we stand a pretty good chance to win West Virginia. And that would be very, very important for my campaign.
Donald Trump told West Virginians last night in Charleston not to turn out on Tuesday. They don't need to vote. Do you disagree?
Well, that's a wonderful thing to say about democracy. People fought and died to make sure that all of us have a right to determine the future of this country. And Mr. Trump is suggesting that people should not vote. I think that that is an absurd remark. I think it's an insult to the men and women who put their lives on the line to defend American democracy. So my response is very different. I hope as many people in West Virginia as possible come out to vote.
Senator, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.